Motion picture actress. She has some interesting and amusing things to say about her career, her famous father, and the Martin family life at home, as she talks with Monitor reporter Bob Lazich in San Francisco.
I suppose we could list dozens of things that help in having your dad, a famous Hollywood star, to push your own career in Hollywood. What are some of the disadvantages, or are there any, in having a famous father?
Well, I think that there's only one disadvantage, I guess, and that is that whenever I do get a job, the natural reaction is the only reason she got it is because of Dean Martin's daughter, you know. And then, when I do get it, I feel I have to work twice as hard to prove that I deserve getting that job. You know, and I think actually that's the only disadvantage I have, because I've gotten pretty perceptive of people now and whether they like me or they like me to get to my father, you know. But other than that, I think it's great. Yeah. But these kids that are the so-called second generation, who say, I don't want to have anything to do with my parents, I want to do it on my own, and are embarrassed, they seem to me. Yeah, and I'm very proud of my father. My father worked very hard to make me proud of him. Yeah.
He's a pretty funny guy on TV. What's he like at home, is he?
He's the same. He is so great. He is one of the funniest men. I think he is the funniest man I've ever met in my life. He has the greatest wit. He is so fast. You know, he can do bits in front of me, and I'm the only person in the room, just the same as he'd do it in front of his audience or something. He's great.
Does he really pal around as we get the impression with old Frank Sinatra, Sammy Davis Jr., this gang?
Frank Sinatra is his closest friend, his dearest friend, and they enjoy each other's company. They spend most of the time together, except when Daddy's playing golf, which is usually all the time he can get.
Frank isn't a golfer.
Daddy started him on it, actually. But Daddy hasn't got the patience with him.
Did they ever come over to the house?
Oh, yeah.
What do they do around the house?
They joke an awful lot. They're constantly doing bits. And we just got built on a projection room. And so Frank is invited over we show movies, and Daddy's a great pool player, and we've got a pool table. So it's fun.
Who else is home besides yourself?
Five of my brothers and sisters. There are 14 people living in the house, so it's kind of fun. I have an older brother, but he's married. And I have my mother, and my mother's mother, and the brothers and sisters and dogs and cats and lots of people. Sometimes we don't even know who's there. You know, when all our friends come over. When we were building on the room, some man just walked in the front door and used the phone, and he walked out. I mean, do you know him? No. No one in the house knew him. It was ridiculous, you know. But it's like a country club.
This is the kind of neighborhood it is?
People come in and they drive through our driveway, and they block our driveway, you know, to see Daddy's house.
Anybody steal a bush or two?
No, they drive through them, though.
What sort of philosophy does your dad instill in you, or has he attempted to at all?
He says for me to be myself, which has helped him a great deal, because he's just as natural as he is any time of the day, you know. And if I would ever, you know, feel superior to anyone because I was Dean Martin's daughter, I would get such a smack in the mouth, you know, because there's no reason to.
Where's your career going? Where do you want it to go?
I want it to go, and I'm going to try my hardest, to become as good or as great, because I think Betty Davis and Joan Crawford, the really good actresses, that's what I want to be. I want to be an actress and not one of these stupid starlets that can't say hello, you know, and just go to the parties with the producers. You know. Because I don't feel that there are any, very few young kids today that could possibly, you have no Clark Gables or Spencer Tracy's.
Thank you very much, Claudia Martin, daughter of Dean Martin, and a star in
The Ghost in the Invisible Bikini.
This is Bob Lazich in San Francisco, returning you to Radio Central.
By the way, Claudia Martin's father's closest friend has a new song, and it seems to me that this would be the perfect spot for it. So saying, here's Mr. Sinatra singing Strangers in the Night.
Strangers in the night, exchanging glances, wandering in the night, What were the chances we'd be sharing love before the night was through? Something in your eyes was so inviting. Something in your smile was so exciting. Something in my heart told me I must have you. Strangers in the night, two lonely people, we were strangers in the night. Up to the moment when we said our first hello, little did we know, love was just a glance away, a warm embracing dance away. And ever since that night, we've been together, lovers at first sight. In love forever, it turned out so right. For strangers in the night. Glance away, a warm embracing dance away. Ever since that night, we've been together, lovers at first sight. In love forever, it turned out so right. For strangers in the night. If
it's interesting and vital comment you're looking for, then emphasis is your answer. Emphasis, NBC Radio's weekly series with such names as Barbara Walters, whose guest on Monday will be James Meredith, the first Negro enrolled at the University of Mississippi. He'll discuss his book, 3 Years in Mississippi. Chet Huntley, Frank Blair, Arlene Francis, Bill Cullen, and Merrill Muller are other regulars on Emphasis. Dial Emphasis Monday through Friday on NBC Radio. Joe Garagiola on sports, a few minutes directly ahead on the Monitor Beacon. Monitor continuing with Cy Coleman's orchestra and chorus.
Daddy started out in San Francisco, took another trumpet loud and deep. Suddenly a voice said, go for it, Daddy.
Rhythm in your bed and the rhythm on the street. Get the rhythm of life.
Now, Monitor Sports with Joe Garagiola, brought to you by Chrysler Corporation's Customer Care Program. Here's Joe.
Chipmunks not only write, they also talk. And I'll be back to talk with one right after this word for Chrysler. In baseball, there are a lot of unsung heroes, but I guess one of the most unsung is the clubhouse man. He has to be a combination storekeeper, valet, credit manager, and master of the odd job. It kind of reminds me of the service manager at Chrysler, Plymouth, and Dodge dealers. Like the clubhouse man, he's a jack of all trades whose job boils down to one thing, service. But unlike the clubhouse man, he has a big thing going for him, called Certified Car Care. It's a plan that's designed to help him keep your car in the pink of condition. A health plan for cars that gives you a written record of the work performed, helps prevent trouble before it starts. Between the Chrysler, Plymouth, and Dodge service manager and Certified Car Care, you have a team that's tops in any league. Certified Car Care, just one of the many services your Chrysler, Plymouth, or Dodge dealer offers as part of his customer care program. One more reason for buying a new Plymouth, Dodge, Chrysler, or Imperial from the guys who care about their customers. Last weekend, here on Monitor, I talked to sports writer Leonard Coppett of the New York Times, who had written an article for the Sporting News on the subject of the new breed of sports writers who are known as chipmunks. The chipmunks are young writers who practice a little psychoanalysis and concentrate on asking the embarrassing question instead of the obvious one. Coppett himself says that he isn't a chipmunk, but the chipmunks wear their badge proudly, and I had no difficulty in locating a chipmunk with whom I could discuss the subject. The man I found was Maury Allen of the New York Post. Now, Maury Allen is a chipmunk in good standing. He has earned merit badges in chipmunkery by alienating Roger Maris, Jim Gentile, and even Waller Alston, among others. I was curious if the hot water the chipmunks kept finding themselves in could bring about the end of chipmunkery, and got an answer I wasn't expecting.
No, generally, Joe, I think this is the new tone of writing, and what I think it represents is a change in the business, basically. Television and radio have caused this change. People see the game on television, hear it on the radio. They want something extra. So that is our job, to get this something extra. But, of course, there are television and radio people, you, one of the foremost, who are chipmunks. There are chipmunks in the television booth, and you're one of the classics.
I'm a chipmunk.
Positively, no way out of it. You are definitely a chipmunk. The other day on a Yankee game, you were talking about catches blinking. Now, years ago, announcers would only talk about catches catching, throwing, running, and hitting. Blinking is a chipmunk kind of characteristic.
Well, should I wear that badge of honor with great honor? Should I be happy I got it? You think that's good?
Positively, because I think this is a third dimension, and I think this can come about in the radio booth, in television, in all sorts of writing. In fact, there are chipmunks who are not athletes and not writers. There are people chipmunks. And I think those who are chipmunks will know that they are. Those who are not chipmunks will resent the ones who are.
You think then in the radio television business the day is over where the announcer can get by asking a ball for how's your leg, Charlie, and who's the toughest hitter?
Positively, Joe. We're in an era now where the people know as much about the ball players as we who cover them every day. And if we don't give them something extra, we meaning radio, TV, and press, they'll go to some other area. They'll read about politicians. They'll go to theaters. They'll go to movies. We are in competition in sports, and I think we have to give them this extra dimension. They have to know as much as they possibly can about ballplayers if they are to continue coming to ballparks.
That was Maury Allen of the New York Post calling me a chipmunk, and I thought I'd heard all the names when I was catching. This is Joe Garagiola for Monitor Sport.
Enjoy Garagiola on sports throughout the weekend on Monitor. Now let's check some late scores. On the Monitor scoreboard, baseball results in the National League. Chicago Cubs 2, Los Angeles Dodgers nothing. Houston 4, San Francisco nothing in the first of a day-night doubleheader. Atlanta 5, New York Mets 4. Philadelphia at Cincinnati postponed rain. In the American League, California 4, Minnesota 3. Cleveland 5, Boston 4. Baltimore 4, New York Yankees 3. Washington 5, Detroit 3. Kempfert's orchestra, Moon Over Naples. Wherever you go across the nation, monitor is a familiar and friendly voice on the weekend. For instance, in central Maine, you'll hear us on station WRDO, Augusta. A moment now while all stations say hello, then we'll be right back. This is David Wayne.
At home or on the road, stay with Monitor on the NBC Radio Network.